Hello, and welcome to the Real Life Love and Me podcast. This is your girl, LaCosta Gaston. Each week, you will hear episodes that will be a little dab of this and a little dab of that. Girl, trust me, it will be well worth it. Thank you in advance for listening to this episode. Now let's get into it. Hey, you guys, it's your girl LaCosta here, and welcome back to another podcast episode. Happy September. I am recording this episode on a Sunday evening, so it is September 4th. I'm a few days late, but hey, better late than never, right? Right. So, as you see by this podcast episode title, I am just going to reset my month and kind of get things lined up for the month so it can go smooth and much better than the month of August. Because, y'all, I'm just going to be honest with you. The only good thing that happened in the month of August was I started at a new school and teaching third grade elementary. And that's it. That was the only good thing that happened in the month of August. Well, not the only good thing. I mean, I was blessed with seeing the entire month of August. So, by far, that is the most happiest thing ever. However, because, you know, I'm trying to take that word "but" out of my vocabulary. August was a tough one, y'all. I mean, it was really, really tough. There were many days I cried. There were many days I felt defeated. There were many days where I just did not want to go on any further. And honestly, my husband did not even know that I was feeling that way. So I just made the best of it, and I went on every day smiling, you know, putting on that persona on the outside that everything is okay, but deep down on the inside, everything was just absolutely wrong, and I felt like it was not going to be right. But thanks be unto God, I was blessed to see September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and today, which is September 4th. So we are going to talk about how to reset your month. So for the month of September, there are some things that I want to focus on. Excuse me. I am drinking a glass of wine. It is Stella Rose Peach because I wanted to relax and recording these podcast episodes, and, you know, if you listen to previous episodes, I live next door to dogs that just want to entertain the world for no reason. So you may hear them barking in the background and you may not. However, yeah, I try to look past them. Anyway, I am pressing the reset button. So when I press the reset button, there are some areas in my life that I want to focus on to achieve things to where I can have a great month. And hopefully these areas that I discuss for my own personal life, hopefully they will help you in resetting your month and I guess basically starting, yeah. Well, will it be starting over? Somewhat starting over. How about that? We'll say somewhat starting over. So you may want to grab you a pen and a notebook so you can kind of jot some things down that I will be mentioning in how I am resetting my month. Okay, so the way I do my reset is I write down particular categories that I want to focus on for the entire month. So my categories are personal, career, spiritually, financially, and business. So those are my five categories that I will be focusing on in the month of September so I can kind of do a reset and then kind of tell you what my goals are for those areas in my life for the month. So let's start with personal. And of course, for personal, I wrote down something for myself and for something and something for my marriage. I want to start really doing more self-care for myself. Now, back in July, I took a staycation for myself. However, when I came back, baby, when I tell you I jumped so quick, fast, and in a hurry back into life. Now I see why I scheduled that staycation because I need to schedule me another one now. So I need to make sure at least I got to get back to this because I was doing this once before and it made me feel so much better. I got to get back to scheduling a day for myself during the week. It used to be Fridays, meaning at my old job, I used to get off at 12 noon on Fridays. And after that, I pretty much did what I wanted to do. I was on my own time. I relaxed, took a nap, went shopping, went out to eat. Whatever I wanted to do, I did it for myself. I slacked off doing that, for a good little bit. And my husband and our son knew that I just pretty much had a personal day to myself. I didn't want to do anything for anybody but myself. I need to get back to that. So that's why I put under the personal category self-care for me, meaning I need to get back to putting that day on my calendar. Hey, this is LaCosta's day. Therefore, nothing for anybody else will be done on that particular day. That is my day to myself to do whatever I want to do, when I want to do it, why I want to do it, where I want to do it, how I want to do it. It's all for me. So I am putting that in for the month of September and looking at my calendar for the upcoming week. I've already scheduled a day for myself and I'm going to look at the remaining of the month to put those days down. So I'll let my husband know so I don't want him to plan something not knowing, hey, she has a day for herself on the calendar. Let me not plan anything that day so she can have her time to herself. So that's what I'm going to be doing this month. And also, I want to date my husband twice this month. We'll do spur of the moment dates, like we will have a grocery store date or we will have an ice cream date where we will go to Dairy Queen. He get his good old banana split with extra nuts and extra strawberry, pineapple, all that good stuff on his banana split. And I get my good old medium strawberry sundae. And we just sit there and kind of talk about our day, talk about plans, goals, and things like that. I want to do that twice this month. It doesn't have to particularly be going to Dairy Queen, but I want to make sure I date my husband twice this month because dating your spouse is very important and I want him to feel as where I want to spend time with him. Not that he doesn't know that. However, life can be busy. It can get in the way because y'all getting up at 5:30 a.m., being at school 6:30, no later than 6:45. Doing school hours, not getting home to like around 4 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock, and having to log in for class at 5:30 and be in class until 8:30, 9 o'clock some nights. Yeah, your girl be a little tired. So I want to make sure that I put on the calendar 2 nights for us to date, and I absolutely can't wait for that. So that is personal. How I did the personal is I wanted to pick out 2 areas in my personal life that I wanted to focus on this month. One of them is doing self-care for myself. And the other one, of course, is dating my husband twice this month. So the next thing is for my career. As I have mentioned, I am a third grade elementary school teacher, and I am currently in college. So daytime teacher, nighttime student. Isn't that weird? So there's some important dates for my school and for the state that is coming up that I need to register for. So I have already set myself a reminder on my calendar so when I get to work on Tuesday, because Monday is the Labor Day holiday, when I get to work on Tuesday, I will be reminded to go on and register for that particular event. Sorry about that interruption, y'all. As you heard in my background, there was a train coming, and I had to let that good old loud train go on by this business. Anywho, but like I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by the train. That there are some important dates for registration coming up for the school as well as the state from the education department. So I have sent myself a reminder on Tuesday when I get back to work and I open my work computer, and I will see that reminder and I will go on and then register for and put it on my calendar for the month of September. Also, I want to completely stay on top of lesson planning. Lesson planning is very important in being a teacher, and I want to make sure, first of all, that I am on track of doing what I'm supposed to do and follow the guidelines. 2, I want to make sure that my students do their best as well as receive the best. So in order for them to receive that, I have to make sure I'm on top of my game. So I want to stay on top of my lesson planning so I can send it over to my team, which are the other third grade teachers, as well as my principal and my assistant principal. And also, I need to make sure that I am up on my own personal school assignments because, let's be honest, La Costa has not signed in for class since Thursday, and today is Sunday. So guess what I'm going to be doing when I get done with this episode? Yeah, going to school. I'm just, honestly, I am. So I'm going to catch up on my school assignments. And honestly, there should not be any reason why I should ever be behind in my schoolwork, because the assignments are always posted early and ahead of time. So I can always jump the gun and just start working on assignments to get ahead of the game. Which I think I might do that, but I'm not going to promise myself or force that on myself. But as long as I stay on track and I'm not missing any assignments, yeah, that's my main focus right there. So that is what I am focusing on and resetting for the month of September for my career. Again, that is registering for my educational, learning and events for my job and for the state, staying on top of my lesson planning, as well as staying on top of my school assignments. All right, now spiritually. Now, this is not a bad thing, but it is an area that I'm trying to grow in every single day. During the month of August, when I was experiencing some very dark moments, me talking to God, no. Mm-mm. Did I question him? Yeah, I did. Like, why this happening to me? Like, this ain't supposed to be happening to me. So there were some moments where I did not feel connected to him. I did not feel close to him. And normally, if I'm off a day or two, I'll get back on track. I was off more than 2 weeks. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. So this month, I'm just going to really focus on getting back on track and getting closer to him. We are doing a Bible study series at church called Experiencing and Knowing God. And during the lesson and the teaching, it's been very good. I've highlighted, I've underlined, I've made my notes and everything. I want to personally go back and read the book so I can get a little bit more depth into it. Because during the teaching time, I'm just following along as my pastor goes on to read it and teaching us and everything. But I just never sat down by myself to kind of get in deep with it. So I'm going to do that. But on the spiritual end for the month of September, I am focusing on getting closer to God because I did feel like I fell off. So, my goal for this month is to get back on track. The next category is financial. Now, this is an up and down situation with me, but it is something that I am sticking to, as well as I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So I am going to really I'm going to really focus down on budgeting and savings. With my budgeting, I'm already taking my lunch to work with me. So don't have to worry about spending any money for food. But there is an account that I have created in the lunchroom where I have money in there. So if I want to eat a lunch at the school, I could just get a lunch and they deduct that from my account. But sometimes I have some things here at home that I want to eat at lunch. And I will take it with me. So really, worrying about buying food daily? No. Now, I have started prepping my lunch for the week on Sunday, as well as I'm getting my clothes out for the week. So that's kind of helping me stay on track on that end. If I have to go to the grocery store and get some things, I will make sure I make a list first so I won't go in there and just spend and get stuff that I don't need. So I'm really focusing on the budgeting because a teacher salary is once a month. So your girl really got to buckle down and be like, okay, I can't be going out spending this, spending that when I'm literally on a fixed income, because when that check comes at the end of the month for a teacher salary, guess what? I've had to cover all the bills that I did not pay for that particular month to get back on track, which I've already spoken with those creditors to let them know, hey, your girl payday has changed. It is once a month at the end of the month. So how can we fix this to where when I get paid, which is direct deposited, I can go on and pay those bills and won't have to worry about paying a late fee or anything. So we've gotten that situated out. Now, your girl just need to stick to it. So budgeting is one thing, and savings. I want to start contributing back to my savings account. There was a situation that took place with my family some months ago where I had to go into my savings, and it took a nice little chunk out of there. And I really have not rebuilt from taking that chunk out. So your girl's saving is pretty much non-existing right now. However, I am going to be focused on starting that savings account back up to where when a rainy day comes, and they do come, I could go into the savings account and get money out of there instead of going into my main account, which I am budgeting from, to pay for frivolously items, which I've also cut back on that. So that is those are my goals for the financial area for the month of September. Now, business wise can go in so many areas. I have an Etsy shop. I put my Etsy shop on vacation back in the first part of August because I knew I was getting ready to start at a new school. And that was pretty much my focus at that moment. Well, I've gotten things kind of on track with the school. However, I don't think I'm mentally ready to take my Etsy shop off of vacation mode just yet. There are some things that I want to work out and get lined up and everything before I go in and take it off of vacation mode. So that's regarding my Etsy shop. But y'all, I have a blog. I have a YouTube channel. I have the Amazon affiliates account. I have my paparazzi jewelry business. I have this podcast. I have so many other avenues of ways of earning extra income. And I really just need to start putting myself out there more. I want to do this influencer lifestyle, but I want to do it on my terms. I don't want to do it because everybody else is doing it. I want to do it on my terms to where I don't feel pressured or forced to do anything. So that means if I set up my calendar like I have to get my newsletters out on Sundays, guess what? I need to type up all of my newsletters for the entire month, edit them, schedule them to go out on Sunday so I won't miss a beat on that. Same thing with my paparazzi business. Same thing with my podcast episode. Actually, after this episode, I have one more episode to record. And I'm going to edit that one as well. And I will schedule that as well to go out for the month of September. So far, y'all, I already got 2 podcast episodes going out this month. Whoop, whoop, go me. So I just need to be comfortable in myself with my marketing and networking for my business. Now, yes, I already have a full plate of working full time, being a teacher, as well as going to school full time. On Saturdays, I can kind of schedule or set up a time block of when I'm going to work on these different avenues of my business lifestyle. I was seeing, excuse me. Oh, sorry, y'all. This is raw and real on this podcast. But I was browsing Instagram and I came across an influencer that made mention, you know, everybody that is an influencer, they've probably quit their full-time job to become a full-time influencer. Kudos to you. I mean, is that a goal of mine? Honestly, right now, it's not. It's not. Maybe down the road, maybe 5 or 6 years from now, maybe so, but right now it is not, because honestly, I just walked into my dream job, and that is being an elementary school teacher. So this particular influencer did a reel, and her caption was, "When does she plan to quit her full-time job?" And her answer was, She doesn't. And she's not. And the way she runs her influence and business and content, she has blocked a certain time of the day on Saturday and Sunday to create content and do what she needs to do for her business, as well as schedule content and post and things for her business. And that's how she runs her influencer social media lifestyle. And I said, you know what? I think I ran across a jackpot when I saw that. So checking out her page and, you know, writing down some little tips in my business planner, as well as saving it on Instagram so I can go back to it and reference it, really was an eye opener for me. So I'm going to set some time on Saturday and Sundays to really focus on those different avenues in my life that can also bring in additional income in the month for me. So that's it, y'all. That is pretty much how I am resetting my month of September to be a great one. I have what I'm going to do for my personal category, my career category, my spiritual category, financial, and for my business. Those are the areas that I will be focusing on in the month of, September. Now, for October, if these categories stay the same, they stay the same. If they don't, then guess what? My October reset will be different from my September reset. And the way I came up with this reset mindset is I looked at what took place in the month of August. Do I want to go back? Hell no, I don't. I'm just saying, August was a hard one, y'all. I mean, it really was a hard one. But I got over that hump. I did. I got over that hump. Thanks be to God. With his help and with his strength and with his guidance, I got over that hump. So it's making me focus down on some things for the month of September. And that's how you can do your reset. I was back and forth of how I really wanted to do my reset. If I wanted to do it as a YouTube video where you see my face and I'm talking, or if I want to do it as a podcast. But you know, I also can upload this on YouTube and have it as a YouTube video on my channel. Who knows? But I'm putting it on my podcast first. So, you know, in certain situations, you got to crawl before you walk. So this is my way of crawling before I walk, meaning I'm starting small before I jump out into that big old world of posting it out there on YouTube of me resetting my month and having my background look a certain way or whatever. You know how the YouTubers do when they doing that reset for the month type videos. I'm just comfortable with doing it this way. So right now, guess what? This works for me. LaCosta is going to be posting podcast episodes to let you know how I'm going to reset for that current month. So hopefully this gave you an idea of how you can sit down and reset your month and start over. Like I said in the beginning, I'm a few days late, but baby, it's better than late than never. I mean, duh. So that is all for this particular episode. Here's to an awesome September. Here's to being focused, being grounded, and just getting my shit done, basically. So cheers to you and the month of September. I hope and pray that you have an awesome one. And we will talk in the next episode. Smooches. Bye for now. Girl, was that not a great episode today? I hope you have grabbed some great nuggets from today's discussion. Thank you again for tuning in to today's episode. If you have any comments, you are welcome to leave them down with the show notes of this particular episode. If you have any topic ideas that you would like to hear on the podcast, you can email me at reallifeloveandme@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow me on all of my social media outlets. The handles are located in the show notes of this particular episode. Well, that's all for today. I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye for now.